New Orleans Saints legend Deuce McAllister is here to talk about the Saints now, moving forward, and in the past. We'll also take a look at the New Orleans Saints' newest injury report as we head into Thursday's game up against the Buffalo Bills. We got all that and a little bit of Lagniappe for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome in to a very special episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks as always for making us your first listen of the day, every day. Don't forget, we're free and available daily on all platforms, including on YouTube as well. I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson Nola on Twitter. You can find me at Canal Street Chronicles, Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. Now, I mentioned that this was going to be a very special episode. Today, we are joined by New Orleans Saints legend, former NFL running back, New Orleans Saints running back, Deuce McAllister. He has come through so that we could talk a little bit about these New Orleans Saints now, where they're headed, what they have to do to get things right, and of course, the past as well, because we sort of revisited some of those big sort of benchmark moments for Deuce throughout his career. So without further ado, please enjoy our conversation with Deuce McAllister, former New Orleans Saints running back. All right, everybody, joined now by Deuce McAllister, Saints legend. You can catch him, of course, every game day over at WWL and much more all over when it comes to the New Orleans Saints. Deuce, before we get started here, I got to start off by asking you about the exciting stuff you've got going on with our good friends over at Crown Royal.
Yeah, definitely exciting. You know, I'm just happy, and it's beyond pleased when you talk about the commitment that they have made to, you know, Louisiana, including us and supporting our military vets. And then also had a pretty cool event for True. We were kind of going that head to head to raise funds. I was supporting the Bastion Group. He was supporting Louisiana Hospitality Group. And, you know, Crown Royal has been committed. They've been committed to the community. I mean, you look at the pandemic and how a lot of people have suffered. And so they just tried to give back. And so to be able to be a part of that effort, you know, you're extremely happy, extremely proud. And, you know, for New Orleans to have an event last night was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, this is one of those communities that you always try to find the opportunity to give back. It's been such a strong and resilient community, one that you've been a part of for a long time. Deuce, even before you started with the New Orleans Saints, you were connected to the New Orleans Saints growing up so close, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, they were the home team just from being from Mississippi and, pulling for them, knowing some of the obviously the players, and you know, they were coming on television every Sunday, so you were very, very familiar with them and obviously the city. So to have that opportunity to go and play for the Saints, it was pretty special.
Absolutely. And on the way, you also, of course, played your collegiate ball over at Ole Miss. How was Ole Miss foundational in terms of your trajectory into the pros?
I think it was unique. I think it was special. I think, you know, when you talk about having the opportunity to play there, you know that you're in the SEC. Every week is going to be a different challenge. And a lot of times you go and look at it, you were already playing against guys that were pretty much going to be in the NFL. And so having that opportunity, you know, just allowed me to be able to hone in on my skills, be able to deliver what I eventually was able to do in the NFL.
Absolutely. Now, you have a lot of institutional knowledge around the NFL. And I'm curious, we see this Taysom Hill contract that was just handed over by the New Orleans Saints, this extension, this sort of hybrid contract. I wanted to ask you, have you ever seen anything like this and what your thoughts on that contract are?
Probably seen something similar to it when you have the discussion of whether a certain player is a defensive end or whether he's a linebacker, an outside linebacker. Mm-hmm. That's really where you see a contract like this. You know, you may have some situations. You get Jamal Adams. You know, Jamal Adams was slotted as obviously a safety, but you know, some people said, well, you know, he's really an outside linebacker. Jamal just wanted to say, hey, I'm a football player. And that's really what you get with Taysom Hill. And so the premium position is obviously the quarterback. And so that's where the contract value, as far as if you are the quarterback, then you will be paid the maximum amount. But if not, we still like you in the role that you are playing. What was interesting is obviously he did not have a contract next year. He's unrestricted free agent, but I think the one caveat was $8.9 million of dead money on the contract that the Saints were going to be having on the cap. they got opportunities to lower that number by going ahead and doing the contract. And, you know, you're talking about, I think it's what, 4 for $40 or four up to $95 mm-hmm. million if you're their starting quarterback. So the Saints obviously like the value. They like the player, and you know, we'll kind of see how it goes going forward.
Absolutely. And right now, I mean, as we're talking about the quarterback position, we've seen Trevor Siemian start the last three games since Jameis Winston went down. What have you made of Trevor Siemian's performance so far as the Saints starting quarterback?
I thought the first two games he was really, really good. You know, I thought the first two games he was, you know, comfortable in the pocket, understood and knew where he wanted to go with the football. I don't think that his receivers and tight ends helped him out the first two games. Last Sunday was probably the first game that he did not look comfortable. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have three of your starting offensive linemen, that would be the reason that you're not that you're not comfortable. And so you can't have the turnovers. That's the one thing. And then when you go and look at it, I think he's played well enough for you to have victories, but obviously you have not done it. You know, and I would not be surprised if Taysom is healthy enough for him to get a shot, you know, obviously at that quarterback position, because they've got to figure out something, you know, at this point to figure out a way to get a W.
Yeah, absolutely. And where does Taysom differ? I mean, we know it's the mobility as a quarterback, but in terms of his familiarity with the team, is there something specific where he sort of differs from Trevor Siemian that could work in his advantage?
I don't think necessarily. I mean, obviously you're different players, and then you talk about the mobility, and, you know, defenses are going to play you a lot different. You know, with Trevor, you're probably going to get two safety high, and, you know, the shell will be cover four. They'll walk down to maybe cover three look. But, you know, for the most part, you're going to get a two safety high look. With Taysom in the game, they are walking in the safety in the box. I mean, it's going to be a single safety high. Sometimes that can be good. Sometimes that can be bad, you know, but the receivers have to adjust, because it's normally going to be probably man-to-man coverage is what they're going to see. And so, you know, that's just because you know that you have to stop him as a runner first.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that defense is going to do to you.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. More with Deuce McAllister here in just a moment. We're going to talk Dome coming, being back with this team even after his retirement from the NFL. And of course, what Deuce thinks New Orleans Saints have to do to get back on track on Thanksgiving Day up against the Buffalo Bills. We got all that and more as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. And speaking of that game up against the Buffalo Bills, right now the New Orleans Saints have dropped a little bit in terms of favor over with our friends over at betonline.ag. They started off as a 4-point underdog, now a 6-point underdog over at betonline.ag. So if you think maybe they can close that gap a little bit more, or even walk away with an upset and a win, make sure you head over to the website and get in on that action right away. You can also wait for some of those Thanksgiving Day props, which are going to be a lot of fun. And of course, don't forget, you can get in on the NBA, NHL, UFC, really anything that you can imagine. They've got you covered over at betonline.ag, including your favorite Vegas casino games as well. And best of all, if you're a new customer over at betonline.ag, head over to the website right now. And when you put in your first deposit, make sure you use our promo code. It's going to get you a 50% welcome bonus. That promo code is Locked On, LOCKEDON, 50% right on top of your bonus. So you put $100 down, you get an extra $50 on top of that. So head over to the website right now, put in that promo code Locked On for that welcome bonus over at betonline.ag, where the game starts. All right, family, continuing on with Deuce McAllister and our conversation around these New Orleans Saints. We're going to go back in time a little bit here and talk about some of the big moments of his career, including, of course, the Dome coming game, and even a moment after his career, after he had finished up in the NFL, when the Saints brought him back as an honorary captain. And he's going to give us an update about what he thinks New Orleans Saints need to do up against the Buffalo Bills. And we're talking about Mark Ingram taking that record for the Saints franchise leader in rushing yards and getting to share that moment with him. Enjoy the rest of our conversation with New Orleans Saints running back Deuce McAllister. I want to shift gears just a moment here before we wrap up with you once again, everybody. Deuce McAllister, New Orleans Saints legend, joining us here. I want to ask you about your experience playing in the rebirth game, the return to the Dome. What was that experience like for you, being involved in that, you know, a part of that team and a part of that moment?
It was a homecoming. I mean, that's exactly what it was. It was coming home, and, you know, the organization had been down in San Antonio, didn't know if we would return to New Orleans, and to see what our home field looked like, to see the emotions of the fans, to be able to return and to know kind of what had transpired in the Dome, what had transpired throughout the city. And for us to be able to give people 3 hours to not to have to worry about the contract, to not to have to worry about, you know, where will I eat, where will I sleep. It was a moving moment. And so I'll never forget Coach Payton told us, the scene is set. Everything is perfect. You just can't screw it up and lose the game. And that's obviously what we, you know, you did want to do. And you know, you talk about the block punt that Steve has, Curtis being able to pick it up and go and dunk the ball and score. And so just a really, really special moment for our city and obviously the team as well.
Very special indeed. And I think you had another special moment not far after that, the New Orleans Saints bringing you back as an honorary captain for a 2010 playoff game on their way to the Super Bowl. What was that experience like for you?
Definitely special. I mean, to know the hard work that you put in and to come up short, you know, for me, the NFC Championship game back in 2006 and to come up short that year. But then just like you said, a short time later, the team thinking enough of me to be able to say, we want to bring you back. And not just to at one point, there may have been a shot to actually play. But
oh, really?
injuries were going to play a factor, and they did. Rodney Leslie got banged up, and they had to kind of put him on injury reserve, so they had to bring another guy up as far as defensive lineman and tackle was concerned. So just to be in that moment, you know, I think that was pretty special and unique. And, you know, my message to the guys was, I'm not going to let you screw this up. You know, I'm going to be the best eyes and ears and water boy or whatever it needs to be. Because that was just a unique team and a special team. And, you know, we couldn't get that close again and not cash in on
it. Yeah, when you're that connected to a franchise, an organization, a family in that way, I'm sure you'd be willing to do whatever to help them get to that place, yeah?
Well, I mean, you're talking about you need three games and you're the world champion.
Yeah.
I mean, because we were the top seed, so you ended up, I think it was Arizona and then Minnesota. You beat those two, then you're going to the Super Bowl. So for 3 weeks, I want maximum focus, you know, and that's what you got.
Love it, love it. Speaking of maximum focus, just to wrap up here with you, Deuce, and once again, thanks so much for joining us. When we talk a little bit about maximum focus here, the New Orleans Saints have to have it. Short week going up against the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving Day. 3 straight losses. Can the Saints turn it around this week, and what has to go right for them?
Well, one, they got to get the guys healthy. I think that'll be imperative. I mean, if you don't have it and you have the same squad that you had this past week, it's not impossible, but you can't hurt yourself with turnovers. And defensively, you have to be outstanding. I mean, you can't allow a team to go out and run for over 240 yards. You know, you come up with a turnover, but not enough as far as, you know, you talk about fumbles and different things of that nature. The Saints have to be +2 in that situation. Maybe at home, you have to be +1. And you've got to be solid in special teams. So hopefully those are 2 areas we can get turned around.
All 3 phases of the game. Deuce, I'm sorry. Actually, one more quick question for you, because I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, but we can make the answer very quick. No problem. Just want to know what it was like being in the building when Mark Ingram, you know, set that record as the all-time leading rusher. What was it like to share that moment with Mark?
Well, I was proud of him, you know, and I've been proud of him, of the player that he has become. And you know, you talk about the early struggles with fighting some injuries and, you know, maybe not getting the ball as much and then having the opportunity to go out and prove and show and then to walk away with that record. You know, that's something that he and the guys that have blocked for him, you know, you'll have that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. New Orleans Saints legend, NFL legend, Deuce McAllister, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you being here.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, family, one more big thank you to Deuce McAllister, who you can always catch on the game calls as the color analyst over at WWL Radio, one of our partners over at Odyssey, and of course with the New Orleans Saints as well. All the great work that he does, making sure that he's staying connected to this franchise. Coming up next, we're going to dive back into the New Orleans Saints here and talk about the most recent injury report and what the Saints need to do to get right here headed into this game up against the Buffalo Bills. We'll have that and much more coming up for you as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. But I'll tell you what, one of the things that you might want to do is over to built.com. Right now, you're already starting to see the holiday sales go up 20% off store-wide and a bunch of different deals as well as some nice mystery flavor Built Bars that you can find. They've also got a blueberry muffin flavor right now, a bunch of the marshmallow puff flavors, and a vanilla cream flavor as well. So lots of good stuff going on over at the website right now, particularly with the best tasting protein bar on the market. If you haven't tried these protein bars yet, don't worry. They're not like your usual protein bars that you're, you know, sticky, tacky, kind of gross. You have to choke them down. No, you don't have to deal with any of that. These are absolutely phenomenal protein bars that taste like candy bars and are covered in 100% chocolate. And I know that makes it sound like they're sugar packed, but really you're just talking about 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams of net carbs, but 17, 18 grams of protein and high end fiber as well. So perfect for your diet. Even if you're keto, they have a lot of gluten-free options and nut-free options as well. So go and check out the site at built.com. And when you grab yourself a box of Built Bars, don't forget to use the promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, to get 15% off over at built.com. The best protein bars on the market. Check them out, built.com. Let's get it, Houdat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with a quick update on how the New Orleans Saints are doing, making sure you're getting all of the information that you need around the New Orleans Saints. So this is our kind of in case you missed it segment like we used to do on every Friday before the season got very busy. So when it comes down to it, in case you miss it, the New Orleans Saints are right now with 5 DNPs or did not participate when it comes to Tuesday's practice for the Saints. Alvin Kamara, Ryan Ramczyk, Marcus Davenport, Tano Pasanio, Mark Ingram all did not participate. You'll notice two running back names there, Alvin Kamara, who of course missed last week's game, and Mark Ingram, who went for another 100 plus scrimmage yards in the last game in the loss against the Philadelphia Eagles, did the same thing in the loss against the Tennessee Titans. So what do the Saints do if they can't have both of these running backs on the field? Well, I've seen a couple of people make the comment, hey, go and sign Adrian Peterson. But of course, Adrian Peterson can't clear waivers until Wednesday at 4 p.m. So not enough time to sign him and have a nice little reunion with old AD. But the New Orleans Saints did get running back slash wide receiver hybrid Ty Montgomery back at full participation on Tuesday's practice after being limited on Monday. He, of course, had the pinky injury where the pinky went all kinds the wrong way and all that. But he looks to be back and ready. So you could see a combination in this game of Ty Montgomery and Tony Jones Jr., sort of Ty Montgomery serving the Alvin Kamara role, kind of the hybrid role, while Tony Jones Jr. serves the Mark Ingram role. Now, I understand if there's not a lot of confidence in these guys because we haven't really seen them so far this season. They've been dealing with injuries, and Ty Montgomery's mostly been playing at wide receiver. But hey, if you're looking for somebody that's going to be able to carry a similar skill set to the guys that you would usually want to play, and we already saw Ty Montgomery and the intent of using him up against the, I believe it was in the Atlanta Falcons game or the Tennessee Titans game rather, where you didn't have Alvin Kamara. The intent was to use him in Alvin Kamara's role. You could potentially see him get back to that here against the Buffalo Bills. Now, what are you going to get from it? We'll see exactly how it all works out. Yes, he had a 100-yard rushing game last year in week 17 against the Carolina Panthers in a game that didn't really mean anything to them. And of course, they had an injured quarterback in the first half that sort of put that team in a very demoralized place. So we'll see exactly how this all works out. I've had some folks suggest that maybe Mark Ingram's, you know, DNP was a rest day, but this would have been the install day since they simulated practice on Monday. So I don't know that that's the case, but we'll see how it all works out. Good news for the New Orleans Saints, though. Teron Armstead remains limited, and then Taysom Hill and Trevor Siemian, who are both dealing with injuries to their foot and right hand, respectively, were both full for the second day in a row. So they were estimated full on Monday and then were indeed full on Tuesday. In case you missed it, the New Orleans Saints did bring Kevin White back to the practice squad or to the roster, and they also went out and signed another player to the practice squad that is expected to be elevated this week. And that would be Malcolm Perry, former Navy quarterback that transitioned to wide receiver, 5'10", a little bit under 200 pounds. Not the biggest body, but a very versatile piece and not the fastest guy, but has the quickness in terms of being able to move in short distance situations and sort of short spaces and small spaces and things like that. So he was a bit of a playmaker at Navy. I don't know how much of that translates to the NFL as he sits right now with 92 career receiving yards and a touchdown, as well as a little bit of kick return experience, but it'll be interesting to see what maybe the New Orleans Saints draw up for him in the future if he sticks for a little while. But I don't have many expectations for him arriving on Tuesday when you have a Thursday game to play. So we'll see. I would expect that he gets maybe 10 to 12 snaps, but also something to look at, right? Are the New Orleans Saints preparing for Deontay Harris's suspension here? Are they just looking for another wide receiver option? Are they looking for a versatile piece that's done a little bit of everything to replace Taysom Hill in the Joker role, which I'm not very confident that Perry would be able to do at his size in the NFL as a blocker, an inline tight end, doing all the things that Taysom Hill usually did. But it could signify potentially them looking for somebody that they can move around and can be versatile if they decide to move Taysom Hill to quarterback in the near future, which is still a mystery at this time. Will it be Trevor Siemian? Will it be Taysom Hill under center on Thanksgiving Day? Certainly that we will find out. And in case you missed it, unfortunately, another injury for the New Orleans Saints, and it's on the offensive line, just as the New Orleans Saints look like they may be getting Teron Armstead back potentially at least this week. The Saints unfortunately have to send Landon Young for season-ending foot surgery. He went out for one play up against the Philadelphia Eagles, came back and actually finished the game there. But unfortunately now, after sort of checkups and medical checkups and things like that, he's going to have surgery on his foot, which will end his season. He had some promising moments, some flashes, particularly in run blocking game. Up against Philly, but you know, he also was, you know, not so great in pass protection a lot, but it was his first game, NFL game, playing at the left tackle position. But boy, did he have some moments where you really saw what the New Orleans Saints see in him. So we wish him a speedy recovery, and hopefully he can get right and get well before the 2022 season, because who knows what the New Orleans Saints offensive line will look like at that point. And if Landon Young is somebody that the Saints potentially like for their future, either as a future starter or depth, you certainly want to be able to get healthy before the offseason so that you can maximize your opportunities in your second season. And finally, in case you missed it, expect to see a lot of Carl Granderson on Thursday. Right now with Marcus Davenport and Tonto Passanio both missing practice on both Monday and Tuesday, it's looking like it's trending towards neither being available. Now, of course, we'll have to see what the game status, game designations are, and practice status are on Wednesday's injury report, which will give us a better understanding of sort of where they are at this point. Are they just kind of getting a little bit of rest with those injuries for the early portions of the week before they come back for the late portion? Again, not sure that they would have missed Tuesday if that's the case, kind of the install day, but we'll see how it all breaks out for the Saints. And if Tonto Passanio as well as Marcus Davenport aren't able to go, then Cam Jordan's partner in crime on the other side will certainly be Carl Granderson, with Peyton Turner presently still on IR for at least another week. So yes, lots of more sad injury news, but the New Orleans Saints always seem to have a plan in terms of who they're going to plug in where. And hey, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The Saints do have a propensity, though, to win in these holiday games. So can they find a way to upset the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving Day? There's certainly ways for them to do it, things that have to go right. The run game, you know, get that defense back to where it was playing before the Week 8 matchup ended, or before the Week 7 matchup ended. So we'll have to see if all of those things get back and if they potentially add that next dimension or that next dynamic for that offense with Taysom Hill, or however it is that they intend to do that over on the offensive side. We're going to be breaking down this game a bunch more and way more in detail with a very comprehensive look at the Bills traveling to the New Orleans Saints for the Thanksgiving evening game. We'll have Joe Marino tomorrow in our crossover Thursday from Locked On Bills to break it all down. So thanks as always, y'all, for making us your first listen of the day today. Looking forward to being your first listen again tomorrow for crossover Thursday. For your second listen today, make sure you go and check out Locked On Bets. Win yourself some money with your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. And as always, for everything in between here at Locked On Saints, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. And trust you, that nation, I'll holler at you.